Sakta Mishnah Baita Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Shear, what is the shear for the following malachis? How much do you have to do in order to be chayiv? Hamalabain, whitening, Hamanapetz, combing. Malabain means whitening the wool, Hamanapetz is combing the wool, Tzaveya is dyeing the wool, Vehatzaveya, coloring it. Latoyven, spinning. Let's understand. Remember, you take the wool, you process the wool, clean it, color it, and then you start spinning it into threads. It's only after you have the threads that you can start weaving. So, how much malavein, menapet, saveya, or taiva does one have to do in order to be chayiv? And the Mishnah is going to give us a shir. We'll first say the words, and we'll try to explain. Kimoloi roichev hasit kafel. Kimoloi means like the full amount. Roichev, the width. Hasit kafel, of a double sit. Okay, so what is a sit? Okay, take a look at your hand. You have your thumb, then your index finger, and the middle finger. Now try to spread your index finger and the middle finger as far apart as they stretch. Whatever that amount is, double this space, that's the shear. Kimalei roichev hasit kafel. Now, if you were to take the maximum space between your thumb and your index fingers, try to stretch your thumb and your index finger as far apart as they go. That is double the amount that your index finger and middle finger would spread. So if someone whitens or combs or dyes or spins enough wool for a thread of this length, so he's chayiv a karbon chatas. Zok the Mishnah weiter. So we already whitened the wool, combed it, dyed it, and we have threads, that's taiva. What's left to do? To weave it. But that is the fashir. The oireg, shnei chutin, said before the shear of weaving is two chutin. So if you remember how we explained it, we said that you're going from left to right, and then let's say you turn around and you go back, but we never said how far in the width you go. We said you take the two threads, and you're going from left to right, in between the threads that are going down, in, out, in, out, in, out. One line, and then another line on top of it, but we never said how wide that line is. And now the Mishnah is explaining us what the shear is. Shiurei, the shear is kimoloi hasit, which is, again, the space between the index finger and your middle finger.